الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر إنهم لن يضروا الله شيئا يريد الله ألا يجعل لهم حظا في الآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم. إن الذين اشتروا الكفر بالإيمان لن يضروا الله شيئا ولهم عذاب أليم. ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما ولهم عذاب مهين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, we all know how haris and desirous Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to see every single ummati of his enter into Jannah and to be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would continuously make dua, "Oh Allah, my ummah, oh Allah, my ummah, oh Allah, protect and give my ummah salvation from the fire of Jahannam." But on the other hand, the kuffar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them, they were hastening more and more towards kufr. They were moving more and more towards kufr. And this was upsetting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was making him sad. Nabi sallallahu would become grieved by this, because these people are given so much of ni'mah, so many bounties by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they still commit kufr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ, that those who are hastening towards kufr, those who are moving more and more towards kufr, they should not grieve you in any way. إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is thinking, so many bounties they are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're supposed to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounties that Allah has given them. They should make shukr for that. And shukr means to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have faith. Rather, they were disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen, by me giving them all these bounties, and now, after all of that, they still make kufr, they will never harm me in any way by making kufr. إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. They will never harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. Then what it is, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving them all these bounties in this world? Allah says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَلَّا يَجَعَلَ لَهُمْ حَظًّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. All what is happening here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends to give them their share of bounties in this dunya, and so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give them any share in the akhirah. So in the akhirah there will be azab for them, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, and for them is a severe punishment in the akhirah. And whatever good they are getting here in this dunya, it is here for the dunya, because of some good they may have done in this dunya, that is where Allah is showing them some of His rahmah. But in the akhirah, there is no good for them. Rather, they will only be azab. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ لَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Indeed, those, again Allah reiterates the same message, that these kuffar, they are not harming Allah in any way. So those who have purchased disbelief in exchange of iman, at the price of iman, faith, Allah says they will never harm Allah in any way, and for them is a painful punishment. Allah reiterates the same message. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the kuffar by saying that the kuffar should think now, that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting them respite, they are being reprieved from azab, so they are enjoying all the ni'am, the bounties in this worldly life. So they think maybe this is some good that is coming, some goodness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing them. But this is a wrong mindset. This is actually azab. Allah says, let not the kuffar think that by us granting them respite, this does not mean that we are doing some good for them. We are not doing any good towards them. إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ. So basically these bounties that are now coming to the kuffar are enjoying these bounties here. These bounties that they are enjoying are basically, we call this an istidraj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them these bounties in this worldly life, but it basically means they are being drawn into azab gradually. Slowly they are being drawn into azab. There's another verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. أَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّمَا نُمِدُّهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَالِ وَبَنِينَ. Do the kuffar think that whatever wealth and kids and children that we give them, do they think that that means يُسَارِعُ لَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ, that we are hastening now towards doing some good and giving them good in this worldly life? This doesn't mean that. Rather, this is an azab. So the more ni'am and bounties that they enjoy here in this world, this is also an azab for them, because this will gradually draw them more and more into the azab by them disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The kuffar should never think that by us granting them respite and by reprieving them, that we are doing some good for them. إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. The only reason why we are granting them this, because this question will come in our minds, then why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not taking them to account right now for whatever they're doing. Rather, Allah is giving them more and more bounties. So Allah says, إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ. The only reason why we are granting them respite in this dunya is لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا, so that they can increase in sin. They can do more and more guna. And by them doing more and more gunas in this worldly life, Allah says, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Then in the akhirah, they will have a humiliating punishment. So from here we understand, even a mu'min who is enjoying the bounties, and outwardly he's enjoying all these bounties that are given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if he's persistent and he's continuing upon ma'asi, upon sin, then he should also take heed from these verses, that perhaps this is basically a fitna istidraj, and he's also being drawn to azab unknowingly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that.